Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take one word in the Bible and we expound it on a little bit. We try to find several scriptures about it, keep it kind of short and to the point. This lets you know that when God's talking, he's saying a lot. Just one word is powerful. So today we're taking the word meditate, and it's sort of a Old Testament King James kind of a word, but it's a new word too. And it's a powerful word. What you think about? What are you thinking about? What are you meditating on? What are you meditating on? What are you letting go over and over in your mind? And so the Bible says we're to think on these things, whatever's lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, of a good report. Think on these things. Don't think on the other things. The other thing's trying to exalt us up against this thing. So this is the famous scripture about meditation. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. I think we're either going to be reading out of the New King James or the New Living Translation, about half and half today. So Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, New King James. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Your what? Your mouth. Your brain? No, your mouth. It shall not depart. In other words, you need to say this all the time. You need to constantly say what God says. Book of the law, you need to say it, mutter it, quote it, sing it, hum it. You know, keep it out of your mouth. Keep it coming out of your mouth. But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do all according that is written in it. For then when you meditate in the word day and night, for then you will make your way prosperous, then you will have good success. How do I make my way prosperous and have good success? I need to meditate in the word of God day and night. I need to think about it all the time. Well, I can't think about what I'm not reading. And so people say, well, I don't read well. Well, get it on tape. Get it on cassette. You can get it on a thumb drive. They got it just on your iPhone. You can just download the Bible on your iPhone. People talking it, quoting scripture, very good speakers. And listen to scripture. Get the book of Proverbs or Psalms. Listen to it over and over. And it will encourage you. It'll edify you. Whoa, I didn't know that was in there. I still do. I've been doing this for years and decades. And I still always say, man, I don't know what was in there. Have I read that? I'm sure that I've read that. And so it's just amazing what God can do. Psalm 1, verse 2. Psalm 1, verse 2. We're talking about meditating, thinking about scripture. Psalm 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He's talking about a very successful person. Who's this successful person? Somebody who meditates in the word day and night. When? Day and night. When they get up in the morning, when they go to bed at night, last thing I think about is the scripture. Don't go to bed watching some stupid movie, you know, or listen to some crazy music. Think on these things, whatever lovely, honest, just. Watch what you think about. Psalm 4, verse 4. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Think about things. Don't just get your mouth running. I mean, I've done it as a man. I've done it as a husband. Get your mouth ahead of your brain. And all of a sudden you say something, you think, I wish I hadn't said that. I wish I hadn't. Because they'll quote you 20 years now. You said this 20 years ago, and you said it then, and you say it again. Keep it. Let your yes be yes, your no be no, for all else proceed from the evil one. Guard your heart. Watch your words. Psalm 63, verse 6. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. What are you talking about? Well, when I go to sleep and I'm thinking about you, God. Last thing I want to think about you being good. I want to think about your angels camping around about me to keep me from the evils of the world. I want to think that you give your beloved sweet sleep. I always sleep good. You know, I've been married and my wife, I say, man, you don't have a problem going to sleep. I'm telling you right now I'm different. I know I'm different. When I hit my head, pits my pillow, within 3 minutes, I am sound asleep. 2 to 3 minutes. I mean, I'm gone. I go quick, and it's a blessing. I admit, because not everybody can do that, but I'm pretty thankful I can do that. Psalm 77, verse 12. Psalm 77, verse 12. I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds. Meditate. Well, you think about God, and you talk about God, because you're going to talk about what you're thinking about. You get somebody in a conversation. I used to tell people I can mark you in a 5-minute conversation because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak. Whatever you've been thinking about, worried about, concerned about, reading about, watching, listening, it's going to come out of your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak. So meditate on good things. It's just a good thing to do. Psalm 119, verse 15. Psalm 119, verse 15. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. What? Precepts and ways? That's kind of an Old Testament thought. I'm all thinking about how God does things. God does things better than I do them. I want to meditate on the way he does things, because his way is better than my way. That's real good. Psalm 119, verse 27. Help me understand the meaning of your commandments, and I will meditate on your wonderful deeds. So what you don't, I don't understand it. Well, ask God to help you understand. Father, I don't understand it. Will you help me understand this? And he will. Help me understand this scripture. He will. Help me understand this verse. He will. God wants you to know it more than you want to know it. That's really good. Let's see. Psalm 119, verse 48, I will honor and love your commandments and meditate on your decrees. Psalm 119, verse 52, I meditate on your age-old regulations. Oh, Lord, they comfort me. What do you get comfort? The word of God. God's going to watch over me, going to order my steps, direct my paths. God's been to tomorrow. I haven't. God's already prepared a way. I don't need a way. He's prepared the way. Psalm 119, verse 117, sustain me and I will be rescued. Then I will meditate continually on your decrees. Why? You're going to rescue me. You're not going to leave me in this mess. God's always in that rescue mode. Psalm 143, verse 5. Psalm 143, verse 5. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. Muse, what means I think about what you've done, God. You've redeemed me, you've healed me, you've delivered me, you've saved me. You got me filled with the Holy Spirit. You placed me in the body of Christ. You got me that raise. You got me favored with that boss. You got favor with the rude neighbor. We got favor with that. You work all things out to my good. And you start talking the word of God, you'll get real thankful real quick. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Malachi 3:16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord, who meditate on his name. What? God said, you know what? I've had to make a book in heaven. That angels that made a book. What are they doing? What are they writing? Well, they're writing about those who fear me and meditate on my name. Because I got a book about people who think about me all the time. You ever think about God? An angel just wrote that down in your book. When you get to heaven, they're going to open the book up. Did you think about God any? Well, if you did, it's in a book and the angel's going to read it when you get to heaven. So start thinking about God more and don't worry about stuff. Luke 21, verse 14. Luke 21, 14. Therefore, settle in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. He was talking to the apostles when they're getting arrested and things aren't going good. He said, take no thought what you're going to say. I'll fill your heart when you need to say it. You know, I minister all the time. This is our 33rd year of ministry. I worked on a church staff for 10 years before that. And I learned very early. I love to study, love to meditate. But, you know, when I'm getting ready to do a message or a sermon, people say, man, you seem to do that so easy. Well, I'm trying to speak out of the abundance of my heart. I want it to be an overflow. When I share, I want it to be an overflow. What's in me so deep, it just sort of bubbles out. I don't want to be mechanical, methodical. I want to be an overflow. I want to be from my heart, not my mind. I'll be a heart message, not a mind message. We've heard, and it's good. I listen to people that are real smart, and I take notes, and that's good. But it was in their mind, what in their heart. And every now and then you catch somebody like, man, they've done that. They've lived that. They had that happen to them. It's in them deep. Boy, that takes a whole lot more mileage in your heart than you can imagine. Now, they've done that. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony. Somebody testified, I've done that. I've been through that. It worked. It's powerful. Philippians 4:8. This is great. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good and a good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. God's saying, don't think on stupid stuff. Don't think on stupid. Don't meditate on stupid. Just meditate on good stuff. Oh, dear Lord, that's deep. Then the last scripture, 1 Timothy 4:15. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate on these things. He's talking about the word of God. Paul's talking to his son, Timothy. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. What's Paul telling his son? Look, everybody's going to notice you're successful. They're going to ask you about the hope that's in you. They're going to say, well, how come you made it? They're going to ask you about the hope that's in you. What is the hope? Well, that's the word of God. I meditate on day and night. It caused me to be successful. What do you think? Well, I don't think about the news, or especially because there's no good news. It's all bad news. I think about good things. I meditate on God, on his word. God orders my steps, directs my paths. Whatever's coming up, God's got a way prepared for me. He's got a way out, a way through. People say, you just think happy all the time. Well, I think scripture all the time. Hell makes a run at everybody. Hell made a run at Jesus, and he never sinned. Hell made a run at Paul. You know, it's like they wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Like, hell make a run at anybody. But God told me, you're going to be more than a conqueror. I'm going to make a way out. Whatever's come up on you, I've already made a way out. There's already an answer. So stay thankful. Keep praising me. I enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. How do you come before God? With thankfulness. You know, how do you respond to your kid? I got 6 kids. They're all adults now. What's one you respond to? The one that comes thanking me, not the one that's griping, complaining. You know, I like thankful kids. Now, I like all of them to be thankful, and they pretty much are. I mean, God's been merciful to me. Very, very good. And so, but you got to start today. You can't say, well, I should have done different. Well, we all should have done different. So don't live in the past. The devil lives in your past. God lives in your future. God's mercies brand new in the morning, not yesterday. So God's mercy is abundant. Come boldly to the throne of grace and get mercy and help in time of need. God will give you mercy every time you ask for it. Did you earn it? Do you deserve it? No, but God will give it if you ask for it. Old blind Bartimaeus, he heard Jesus was coming down the road and said, "Who's coming? What's all that racket?" Well, that healing rabbi is coming. What? Yeah, that guy's doing miracles. Well, he had heard the stories. He's been blind from birth, but he heard the stories. And so he starts yelling, "Mercy, Son of David, have mercy on me." Well, Jesus stopped in his tracks. And the apostle, "Lord, don't mess with him. He's just crazy old blind man." No, so Jesus went over to ask blind Bartimaeus. He asks in your Bible, "What can I do for you?" And I'm sure Peter tried to, "Well, Lord, he didn't have any eyeballs." Peter, "I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the blind man." Jesus never, ever did a miracle for anybody, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, without first asking the question, "What can I do for you?" And the blind man said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And he got a new set of eyeballs that moment. And man, he was thrilled. And they drug him down to the Sanhedrin later on that day. And they asked him, they asked the blind man who got his eyeballs back. He'd been blind from birth. Now he can see. And they asked him, said, "You believe this guy's a son of God?" And he said, "I don't know. All I know is once I was blind, and now I can see. That's all I know." And that was enough. And it made it into scripture. So guys, let's just take time and meditate on the word of God. Find you a verse, just one verse. Write it on a 3x5 card. Care for 7 days. Just one verse. You can find one in Proverbs or Psalms, and just one that sticks out to you, and write it down. Just think about it every day. Quote it every day. "Lord, I thank you. You promised you'd order my steps, direct my paths. Tomorrow, Lord, I thank you. You're going to order my steps, direct my paths. Lord, I thank you. You're going to order my steps. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time. I'm surrounded with a shield of divine favor, people like me that don't even know why," Psalm 5:12. And all of a sudden begin to build, and things will start to happen because you're starting to trust God. You're starting to believe in his word. And great things are going to happen. God watched over his word to perform it. So let his word come in your thoughts and out of your mouth. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things that be not as though they are. God's given us a powerful weapon, guys. We got to start using it. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today. Tune in next time.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.